You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And I think everyone is going to be really surprised and pleased how well this has turned out. And so I think people are going to be really, really surprised how well this has turned out.
Period.
He's talking about Obamacare. John Carlson, that's Joe Biden, of course, Smiling Joe, talking about the Affordable Care Act. It is 5 minutes after 7, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Okay, the final deadline passed last night. Lots of people scrambling to sign up, and the administration saying, oh, we did it. 7 million people have enrolled in Obamacare. And we had Ann Compton from ABC News join us, who hastened to add that that's not 7 million people who have paid for Obamacare, who've bought it. They just enrolled. They haven't actually made a payment yet.
Obamacare by morning, over six people served.
Now, let's look at some of the details here of the Affordable Care Act. We're going to start with Kathleen Sebelius. She was doing, you know, the tour of local TV stations, you know, talking via satellite from D.C. And when she was talking with a news anchor in Oklahoma, the anchor said, you know, got to be honest with you here. Affordable Care Act isn't really all that popular in these parts.
At last check, 64% of Oklahomans aren't buying into the health care plan. They don't like Obamacare, and they've been pretty vocal about it. Now, that's going to be still continue to be a tough sell, but we'll see how that plays out over the coming months.
Waiting for the response.
All right, Secretary Sebelius, thank you so much for being with us this morning. I think we've probably lost sound here or something.
Well, I can hear you, okay. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
It's trying to cover for her. There's simply no response. What could the response be?
I got a possible response for her. Yeah. She could have said this.
There are no glitches.
Channeling Kathleen Sebelius, channeling Ed Schultz. Do you know why Kathleen Sebelius is not going to be fired?
Yeah, she probably should have stepped down, if not gotten fired, so long ago.
Many, many months ago. But do you know why that won't happen?
I don't know. She wants her pension? What?
No. It's not. I mean, that could be a factor, but that's not the reason. Why she will not be replaced by this administration. She will say whatever they tell her to say.
Yeah, there's been a little of that already.
And she will cover for the White House every time. Mm. No, as long as she is there, she can catch all the flack. Okay. And she, as long as she can keep, you know, that job sitting atop HHS with all the perks and all the power that accrue to that title, then she will do it. It is worth the price.
All of the salary, none of the responsibility.
So anyway, that was Kathleen Sebelius. Just classic. That was what, about 8 seconds of dead air? And the anchor thinking that they had lost their connection. She just didn't know what to say. Here is Jonathan King from CNN. He is on the air. I think he was talking with Julie Pace from the Associated Press about these numbers that you're hearing about that are so misleading, which, of course, is why you tune into this show, because we tell you the reality behind these numbers.
Republican Senator John Barrasso, you know, the White House says we're over 6 million. If you add in the people on Medicaid, we're close to 10 million who now have more access to health care. Listen to John Barrasso. He says don't believe him.
I think they're cooking the books on this. People want to know the answers to that. They also want to know is once all this is said and done, what kind of insurance will those people actually have?
So the Republicans, Julie, will not back down. They're saying it's a failure. Don't trust the numbers. How does the White House try to change if these numbers are correct and they've recovered? How do they change the narrative?
Well, I think it actually is very difficult. I mean, to start, we have no evidence that the White House is cooking the books or that this 6 million figure is not true. And 6 million people could increase today is actually quite a good number for the White House. But what we don't know is what that 6 million figure actually means. How many of those people did not have insurance before Obamacare started? What kind of plans are they getting now? How many of those people will actually pay for their premiums? What's the makeup of that 6 million figure? So even though on the surface that looks like it's a good number for the White House, there's a lot of unanswered questions under the surface.
And Manu, you know, if you look at the election dynamic across the country, Democrats are saying different things depending on where you go in the country.
Well, of course they are. Look, there were two or three major promises that were made when the Affordable Care Act was passed in 2009. The first is that if you are already on a plan, your premiums will probably be coming down, probably at an average of about $2,500 per family. So that was made to reassure people. Oh, good. Good. Because they were going to get so many more people to buy insurance that was going to help cover. Oh, thank goodness. So if the Affordable Care Act passes, our premiums will come down. But what about my existing plan? What about my doctor? We like our current situation. And what was the second promise? Oh, don't worry. No. If you like your current plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Don't worry about that. You know, this is Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It's all about covering the uninsured. So you'd get a little bonus there because so many more people are going to be buying insurance with the individual mandate that your bills will come down. But if you like your plan, you keep your plan. Oh, okay, well, great, thanks. I had real misgivings and apprehension about it, but not so much anymore. And, of course, the third promise was the ranks of the uninsured would dramatically come down. Okay, there's about 30 million Americans who are uninsured, over 40 million in the country itself when you count illegals and others. But 30 million Americans who are uninsured. Do you know how many people remain uninsured out of those 30 million? About 28 to 29 million. All of this, the individual mandate, the 6 million plus canceled policies, the higher deductibles, the higher premiums, the higher copays for those of you who, for many Americans who have maintained their insurance coverage, all of these problems, these debacles, all this turmoil to ensure between 1 and 2 million out of the 30 million uninsured Americans. Now we're hearing, well, there's about 10 million people who are now covered. First of all, a lot of those people were previously covered, but they get to continue being covered. For instance, let's say you're on your parents' health insurance policy. You get to stay on until you're 26. So they count you as being covered and previously uncovered, but you were previously covered. It's just that now you won't be uncovered as soon as you otherwise would have. And they could have made that fix without doing all this other stuff. And then there's the issue of people on Medicaid. Expanding the ranks of Medicaid does nothing to deal with the issue of the 7 million Obamacare policies. All it does is expand a financially rickety health care welfare program already. Because when you're on Medicaid, that's for the poor, Medicare for the elderly, Medicaid, you're not paying anything. You're just stepping into an entitlement. So, you know, at 8:04, the mix for Obamacare new enrollees was supposed to be 40% under 35, 60% older Americans. So far, that's not even close. They're not even close. I'll give you the numbers here at 8:04, at about 50 minutes. But just so you know, everything that they're boasting about, even if you take their numbers at face value, even if you accept their numbers, what they have done, everything they blew up to get to where they are is outrageous. Your policy, if it was canceled, did not need to be. Your dramatically higher monthly premium, your double deductible, your higher copays, that didn't need to happen either. Here's Charles Krauthammer.
But, you know, look, on the issue of what would happen, what's going to happen, but assuming, again, Republicans win control of the Senate, they should be picking through the wreckage of what's left of Obamacare. For example, you cover people with pre-existing conditions, young people up to 26. You are not going to cancel the insurance of the, let's assume, a million and a half newly insured who have signed up. And you work around that, and you do good reforms, which would be Republican and conservative reforms, and you present that. If Obama wants a veto, well, then I think he'll carry his party into 2016 in really terrible shape. But, I mean, on these exchanges, you got to ask yourself, the price we have paid, the estimate is 1 to 1.5 million of these people were uninsured before. The whole idea was insuring the uninsured. So that's going to leave about 40 million uninsured. And for that, we had to cancel 6 million policies. And for that, millions of people have lost their doctors and their hospitals. And for that, people in northern New Hampshire have to drive past the two best hospitals in the state all the way to the south because the two hospitals in the north aren't covered. I mean, the price of this overturning, uprooting and revolutionizing a sixth of the economy and the ecosystem of medical care is staggering for 1.5 million uninsured. Is that the way it should have been done?
Asking all the right questions as always. That is Charles Krauthammer here, Talk Radio 570 KVI. It is 16 minutes after 7 o'clock. A couple of interesting sports stories. First of all, last night, opening night, Seattle Mariners win. In fact, they win big time. Very impressive. Details on that and something not so impressive. A couple of UW football players in trouble for a pair of unprovoked assaults. Are they facing the charges they ought to be facing? Tom Glasgow, Como Sports, going to be joining me for a couple of minutes here. Talk Radio 570 KVI.